Let's go and talk to Barry, the manager of the Cowan Exchange Hotel, and let's ask Barry how Cowan is preparing themselves for the big wet.
How are you going, mate?
At the moment in Hopevale, Barry, I'm fine and the weather is A-OK. But what sort of weather is Cowan having at this point in time?
Mate, at the moment it's very, very humid, light drizzly rain. We only had 35 mils in the last 24 hours, so we've sort of missed most of it, but we are expecting it to come this afternoon. They're predicting us to get possibly up to 600 mils overnight tonight.
600 mils?
Mm.
That's a great lot of water.
That's a lot of water, mate. So that should get all the rivers and everything flowing. Of course, the Cowan River, it's been dry now since September, probably one of our driest seasons we've had up here for, I've been travelling here working up this way for more than 30 years now, not as a publican, but as a contractor. It's the driest I've ever seen, Cowan.
Barry, with the heavy rainfalls approaching, are they going to be closing the roads?
No, the road, main roads have been dealing us a bit of a raw deal over the last couple of years. They've been closing our road regardless of wet season. Like last year, we never had a wet, but they still closed us down for 5 months, costing us a lot of money and struggling small businesses. We couldn't have lasted much longer. But with the change of the government and talking with a few right people, they have left their roads open. And bugger me dead what happened yesterday. They put a warning out that the North Laura River was over. Some bloody idiot tried to drive through it and got washed off, and they had to bring in helicopters and pick up kids and all this sort of stuff. So they just bugger it up for the locals, they do.
Yes, Barry, the visitors to Cape York should be more vigilant and keep an eye on the weather, especially in Cape York.
Exactly right, mate. Yeah. Yep, like we got to travel down and get our food. Mm-hmm. There's only two shops in Cowan, and we've got one of them in the hotel. So, you know, your food with your used-by dates and all that, you're probably maximum of 3 weeks. So if we can't drive our motor cars out with trailers, because we're only allowed up to 5 tonne, which is fine. We don't want to go out and deliberately damage our road if possible. So we cart these big trailers out, 4-tonne trailers out behind the backs of cruisers and pick up our food. Hopefully we can get out. Like last year, we never missed a week. We travelled every week last year. So, yeah, common sense prevails. You can always travel an outback road, but there's always some idiot that's got to push the limits and they make it bad for us again, yeah.
Barry, with this monsoon coming and this deluge of rain going to be coming down over Cowan and Cape York, how many months out of this year do you think Cowan's going to be cut off?
Normally maximum of a good 3 months, sometimes four, depending on how much April we normally dry out a bit, or January's usually dry. Like this year, we've had a dry January. But after tonight, they're expecting that to play catch up because we're in for a hell of a lot of rain, apparently. Most of the time, mate, we are blocked. So the year before last, we were cut for nearly 4 months. So in that time, we had about, I think, six SES flights in out of Cairns with food supplies for the population of 350 Cowan's got. So, SES and through the Cookshire, mate, they fly our food in for us, yep.
Barry, with this big storm coming along, what sort of contingency plans do Cowan have that Cookshire will be implementing?
Yeah, well, we're set up by the Cookshire. Of course, we are in the Cookshire, so the Cookshire delegate that everybody must have their plans done, and our daughter acts on our behalf, and you've got the two police officers, you've got the head nurse, and a few other stalwarts from the town, pioneering families that have been here a long time. They were on these committees, so we are prepared. Every year we go through and we do pick up all the old wrecks and clean up what we can, and we do prepare. The town is well prepared by our police officers and our nursing staff. You know, they're all ready to go. So if we do get belted by one of these things, I think we're pretty well prepared for it.
Barry, God forbid that you have to evacuate your houses up in Cowan, but for the listeners in Cowan, where is their evacuation centre and which number can they call if they need to?
The evacuation centre is at the Wellbeing Centre, which is the main office right in the middle of the town, which the town folk know, and there are brochures out and everything else. But the police will go around and notify everybody in the streets and everything where to go and which way to go, direct them and whatever. Yeah, we've got the elderly village here. So most of it is into one of the brand new buildings, the later buildings, which is right up with all the cyclone scratch things. Like if you remember Larry, I worked heavily in Larry down there, and every modern house that got hit by Cyclone Larry survived. But all your older homes never survived, so it's a good indication that our building code is getting better and better, yep.
What other safety precautions can people take to ensure that their family and their loved ones are safe and secure
You know, when your blow is coming, and no doubt the police will certainly let people know. They'll go around the streets and let people know. And 90% of it's common sense. Stay inside. Stay in your doorways, mainly in your bathroom areas where your door frames are stronger. Certainly don't venture outside. But we're predict this cyclone is heading back towards us now. This low depression. Not much wind in that, but they, like Weipa last night, got winds up to 90 kilometres an hour, and I think they got like 15 inches of rain in the last 3 days, Weipa. We've escaped most of that, but weather forecasts are predicting Cowan to get a bit of a caning tonight, yep.
A bit of a caning tonight. Well, Barry, look, thank you very much for your valuable information, but I really do hope that Cowan doesn't get cut off for the next 3 to 4 months. That's just unfathomable in these sort of days. And I really do hope that Black Star Radio can actually give you a call for your further advices.
Yep. I appreciate that. And if you wish any advice any time, just give us a call, mate. Only too happy to assist.
Barry, thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye.
This is Russell Gibson from Hopewell for Black Star Radio.